I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at
97.3. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show's home team.
Yeah, it is.
Also known as Wednesday. And we've got some tickets right now for our sold-out Alice in Winterland all this week. Listen every hour from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the evening for code words to enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet-and-greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. It's December 13th, next Friday, Friday the 13th, at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is diamond. That's how you win this hour. You take the word diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D.
Are we sure about that? That word?
I am sure it's on my paper in front of me.
Yeah. Maybe we're reusing them.
We are reusing
okay,
words, yes.
Then that's it.
Okay.
Sorry.
You scared?
No, I'm not trying to scare you. I just wanted to, I don't even think or say a word when you're doing these things. But when you said diamond, I went, I remember that because I thought of something else.
Yes. I will say this because it could be confusing because we do reuse a lot of words.
We're not in charge of the words, by the way.
I get the same heart attack when I'm putting that, when I rehear them as well, Vin. So but there was a second one. There we go.
We had a nickname, Child Diamond, and it stood out in my mind when you said it the first time. I remember the diamond nickname and went, oh.
Yeah.
Diamond. And then you just said it again, and I went, no, wait a minute.
I'm looking at my little list here.
We're good.
We are correct.
We're double and triple checking. Here's what we're doing here. We're getting a little bit mark here.
Sorry.
Take the word diamond, D-I-A. M-O-N-D, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You just put in 20357, the phone number slot, and then text the word diamond, super easy, and you could wind up with tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland and possibly a meet and greet with One Republic. And we're doing it every hour. Diamond is this hour's code word. We promise. Celebrity Trash brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, plus their new spot, Cantina Jack's in Pleasant Hill. Jack's is taking over the world. Enjoy fantastic food and great vibes. Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right, we are going to begin with, it's Christmas time, you guys. It's Christmas. Everywhere you turn around, you're going to see some Christmas stuff, including on TV tonight, the two-hour special, the 92nd annual Christmas in Rockefeller Center at 8 o'clock on NBC. And is that the tree lighting that they do there? So there's be wild performances. I'm pretty sure that is where a couple years ago Mariah Carey was singing. She was there rehearsing, and somebody took the isolated audio and made that a thing. That see if you can find that.
I thought that happened on the Today Show, but I could be wrong.
It's possible.
I thought it was Today Show in the morning she was going to do
it. Is NBC where the Today Show's at?
I think so.
This is the NBC one. And
But it was dirty. That they like, did something to them.
I guess she was such a diva that somebody released
that. And then everyone heard it and went, oh, well, that doesn't sound like it's supposed to.
Yeah, there's some funny.
Repeat what you want me to look up? I'm sorry, I was previewing something in here.
Sorry. Mariah Carey's isolated vocals from the Rockefeller Center Today Show. I'm sure they'll pop right up. It's just funny because she's clearly singing along with a soundtrack of herself. And there's a lot of...
Yeah, I mean, I don't... I do know that singers will say, because we've had enough of them come through here in the morning, that they'll say, I can't sing in the morning. Mm. I don't want to sing in the morning.
Mm.
I sang last night, and I'm done singing until the next night I have to sing.
I literally just woke up. I have not warmed up.
Right. So,
no amount of Slippery Elm tea is going to help me right now.
She's not someone who's out there touring in a van. So I feel like she should, especially the greatest voice of our generation. I mean,
at one time she was just, I really thought like, damn, she plays with that voice like it's a bouncing ball.
I think this is it, by the way.
Let's hear
it.
No, this isn't
She's singing her Christmas song.
It's her Christmas song, okay. All I Want Is You. All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it's, you know, it's on something somewhere around here. It's just nobody knows where it is or how to find it or how to get to it. Maybe there's a listener who can send it to us. Edwin, I'm talking to you.
Hold on, here we go.
All right, here we go.
For Christmas.
Whoa.
That isn't it, but that's also... weird to hear the isolated vocals.
All right, there you go.
She actually was hitting her notes though there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Let it keep going.
Yeah, that's
closer.
The one.
Getting closer.
Won't you please bring my baby to me? So make my wish come true.
This is painful.
Oh. Oh, that. Is that from the Today Show? Does it say that?
It's from Peter Pan Live.
Oh.
No.
Which is NBC. It's a Today
Stop
Show.
Stop it.
Thing. No, no, no.
So it is a Today Show thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a new
coat. All right. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the 92nd annual Christmas at Rockefeller Center is tonight on NBC. So if you and the kids want to gather around the TV and watch them put the lights on the tree, it's wonderful. There is a show called The Summit. And I'm only mentioning this because my husband is so into it. Like, he can't wait for me to go to bed after we watch Survivor so that he can watch the latest episode of The Summit. And the season finale is tonight.
The Summit.
Yeah, it's these guys. It's guys and girls. It's just like a group of very strong people who have to get... they have to carry their $1 million up to the top of the mountain on their backs.
Mm.
And if they drop out, that money goes. And they might, you know, all these things happen to them. And it's apparently... they're roughing it, and he really digs it. He thinks it's great. So
they show the promo for that a lot on The Traitors.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's
maybe that's why he started watching it.
I was just wondering that because it looks interesting. But yeah, he noticed it during The
loved
Traitors.
It. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't wait for The Traitors to come around. Danielle, can't wait to talk to you.
I'm gonna probably get her on next week.
Great. We're talking about Danielle Reyes, who should have won the season of Big Brother that she was on. She was absolutely just diabolical on that show. And unfortunately, they didn't sequester the jury at the time. People were getting thrown out of the house and they'd all go back and watch the show and watch Danielle going, well, I got another one. Yep, that's it. I cut that one's head off. And they were all so mad that they voted and gave it to the person who didn't do anything. Can't even remember who won that year. Danielle, you were amazing. Plus, she's local. Fan of the show, she comes
Plus
out to
she's
gigs.
She's smoking hot.
Oh yeah, there's
that thing. I know no one. I mean, she just whatever, right? Smoking hot, but she is.
Let's see. So the summit, the season finale of that is tonight on CBS, and of course it's right after Survivor, which we don't watch until tomorrow. Although I guess you
I'm behind.
It.
I didn't see it. I actually saw a note or a story that told me who got thrown off last time, but I
it was
didn't
a good
see,
episode.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I was the, in
the
Tahoe.
Dopey kid. The dopey kid continues to believe he's running the entire show.
So he's still there.
Yeah.
Hey, he's dead meat is what he is. He's the guy someone will bring so that he can not win.
Yeah, they're all well aware that he's
dead meat.
But he doesn't think so.
No, but
it's that's, just, you know, some people, you know, are just very oblivious sometimes. So there's also at 10 o'clock on NBC tonight, which I guess is right after that Christmas tree lighting thing, Jimmy Fallon's Holiday Seasoning Spectacular. I've been hearing about that, and I guess there's an album also called Jimmy Fallon's Holiday Seasoning. That is one thing I really do like about Jimmy Fallon. I don't love his show, and I think he's charming but sort of bland. But he loves music, and he always wants to sing, and he loves to like come up with funny little songs and do it. Like that's where Jimmy Fallon really works. And so I'll bet this is it's a fun record, and people like he and Ariana Grande actually have a very cute relationship together. They sing together and they play all these little singing games. It's fun. There's also something called, it's a series premiere, Pop Culture Jeopardy. It's a show on Amazon. I know, I want us to check it out, Maddie. I see that you perked right up. Colin Jost from SNL's Weekend Update, and also of Scarlett Johansson, gets to bang her when he wants, when she lets him, fame.
Yeah, when he wants, really?
Yeah.
You think so?
They've been married long enough that that ain't the case anymore. But Colin Jost is hosting it. Pop Culture Jeopardy is the name of it. And that sounds like my kind of Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's. I wish that was the game show I had been on. Yeah.
Right. You might have had a chance.
Yeah.
Hey, let's tape it, and maybe we'll pull some questions from that and see how we do.
Okay.
With Pop Culture Jeopardy. So there you go. Series premiere is tonight on Amazon. Colin Jost is the host. I'm a poet and I don't even know it. So Joe Francis and Girls Gone Wild. There is right now Girls Gone Wild, The Untold Story. It's a Peacock docuseries that's been put out about this whole thing. I didn't realize that he moved to Mexico to avoid charges in the U.S. I just didn't know that. I thought he...
Charges?
Yes.
Was he what?
So I'll get to that. This is a story I have not heard before. And apparently this is kind of what this... It sounds like this is what this docuseries is focusing on.
Okay.
Joe Francis says, those underage girls, they victimized me. Ever since he fled to Mexico to avoid charges in the U.S., Girls Gone Wild scumbag Joe Francis has been pretty quiet, even when he was getting rolled by his own security team. But he did an interview for the Peacock docuseries, Girls Gone Wild, The Untold Story, and he's just as slimy as you think he is. He was asked about an incident in 2003. He got four girls drunk, filmed them nude and in sexual situations, and all four turned out to be underage, and all four went to the police in Panama City, Florida. He ultimately pled no contest to misdemeanor child abuse and prostitution charges, but after facing many similar charges over the years, he said, I'm going to leave. I need to take all the money I can scrape together and get out of the country. So he fled the country in 2014. He was asked if he felt bad for what happened in 2003, and he said, no. I don't believe they were victimized. They victimized me. And then the interviewer went, what? And he said, they were 17, just shy of 18. They were the ones that victimized us. We all believe that they were put up by the Panama City police and it was all an operation. So I believe that it was quite orchestrated. I walked into an effing snake pit, okay?
That's his quote. He is a scumbag for sure. No question.
Mm.
The end.
As for the legacy,
you can't expect him to be like, yeah, I do feel bad about
He was never going to feel bad.
He's making bank.
He's that guy.
And, you know, I will say, not in his defense, but I know that a lot of the young ladies I went to high school with were out there pursuing older dudes and grown up things.
Mm.
You know, I'd go
at 16.
I have curfew at 10, and they'd go, well, I do, too. But I walk right through the house out the back door and then I go and meet my friends and we go to L.A.
Mm.
Okay, well, my dad will kill me, literally, so I'm not going to go do
fast
that
fast times
with
at
you.
Your house, though.
Bye.
Mm.
And they would go out and do stuff. So, you know, I mean, young people, there's always some older dude who's like, yeah.
Yes.
Sure,
my
come
God,
on.
Do these four girls want to party with me?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. This seems like a terrible idea, but for one night of glory. I'll make that happen. He was asked about the legacy of Girls Gone Wild, and he basically is taking credit for all of our fun times that we have ever had. He said, it loosened everything up. I think it just made for a so much more fun generation. I think it created the ability to have the Kardashians, and it did so much more. He's taking credit for the Kardashians. Don't take credit for that. More everything, more for society, more for life. He's so icky, like the ick. Anyway, he's...
Well, you'd defend your mountain of money too, wouldn't you? I mean, you certainly, I'm sure a lawyer got a hold of him and said, you can never, ever, never, ever, ever admit you're a scumbag.
Right.
You have to defend the fortune that you've built.
Do you think that he, like, is this just ego that makes him sit down for this? Oh, you're doing a thing about Girls Gone Wild? Yeah, I'll sit down for an interview in that. Like, he didn't have to do that. I don't know if there was ever going to be a way for him to come out of it smelling better.
I don't know. I can't speak to that guy. I don't know.
All right, here's the next story. That guy. That's on, by the way, right now. You can look at it on Peacock. It's a docuseries about Girls Gone Wild. And hopefully it just fades away now. Like, what was the last time we talked about anything from him, or what got us started on Joe Francis recently, was this abduction, mm-hmm. robbery, beat up thing that happened to him in Mexico where he now lives.
Right.
And then we even theorized that maybe he did that to get the word out about this. Like, I wonder if he stands to make a bunch of money off of this docuseries. Mm.
I don't know. I don't know if they can. Is there someone out there doing the same thing? Like making these videos, like now he's done. He's made his fortune. Is someone else out there in Florida on spring break with cameras? I'm going to guess no, but
they don't need to now.
I don't think they need to now. Yeah, I don't think there's money in that. You're not selling any videotapes, right? I mean, I guess if you've got a porn site where it's like a Girls Gone Wild thing, maybe.
I mean, they have like
the OnlyFans. Good point.
Yeah,
they do have the Bang Bus.
Bang Bus? I thought it was Bang Boys.
No, there's also the Bang Bus.
Oh, there's a Bang Bus and Bang Boys?
I thought it was Bang Bros.
Oh, Bang Bros. Is Bang Boys, Bang Bros, and Bang Bus?
All of them.
Also, Pound Town. Don't forget about that.
I'm just doing prep for the show sometimes. Okay? We were talking about it yesterday. I was like, I might as well go and check.
Might as well go look at that. Yuck.
Yeah, at least the new version of Girls Gone Wild is called OnlyFans, and you're in control.
Hopefully, and you make the money,
what
lady.
You make, right?
Or guy, I guess. Are there men on OnlyFans? Must be.
I've never been on. I honestly would tell you if I had. I've never done OnlyFans. I have no idea. I have to believe there's guys
money.
On there.
I wonder how you find someone to pay for on that site. Like that lady you were talking about who's made $43 million. $43 million on OnlyFans. By the way, virgin and doesn't take her clothes off, apparently.
No, she does take her clothes off. We didn't say that. She doesn't have sex.
Mm. Right, she's a virgin.
But she does nudes.
Okay, and you were able to,
Maddie,
you went in there,
found
you found
a nude,
them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been
I
AI.
Didn't find any.
Not an AI nude.
We did research during the break.
Oh, that's good. That's solid.
Yeah.
No, she's $43 she's gorgeous,
million. Dollars.
But I wouldn't be...
But how would you find her? Like, if you were going to go browse the people on OnlyFans, like,
is what
a
I'll tell
catalog?
You. There are certain sites that you would go look at where you'll see a semi-nude or even maybe a topless photo, and if you click on that person and see their name, and then you click on their name, it would bring up whatever they've done.
Here
right?
are my available.
And you might see that they're on OnlyFans. Mm. And so those tasteful nudes that they've done on whatever website are now their lure.
Got it.
And so you would see
the TikTok things.
Oh,
that this
my
girl
God,
goes.
This girl's got giant, boobies.
Whatever.
A
she's
person.
The one for me.
And so if you did the research and found her site, you'd now become an only fan, I guess. That's all I can speculate. Right. I honestly have never done it.
Yeah, I just wondered if people just went to the front page of that and then there's like
maybe
a catalog of girls.
Can you look at the front page and see if there's a catalog of girls? Maybe that's how they do it, Sarah.
I think, Vinny, you nailed it. There's an algorithm, especially with Instagram, TikTok. All these girls have accounts there where they get semi-nude. And then guys see that and they're like, I'd like to see the whole deal. Mm-hmm. And there's a link. And there's usually a link tree for anybody, who's got other links on Instagram, and you go and, oh, okay, I can check her out.
Look at that. Yeah. Oh,
the brick wall for me every time is the enter your credit card.
The paywall.
So that is.
Yeah, there's no front page unless you log into, like, you have
got
to
create an account first.
You've got to create an account there. So, yeah.
Give your credit card. Oh, no, we're not going to charge you unless you want to subscribe to someone.
Yeah.
Sure, you're not.
And ladies, there are dudes on OnlyFans too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It's not the ladies that
are
going there.
Yeah,
I know it's not.
Are they men for men?
I'm just, you know.
We only wish.
It's the horny half of the population.
We only wish.
This is a fun story. Just, you know.
All right.
Tom Brady. He lost a passing contest. This is why I'm doing it, because he lost. He lost a passing contest.
You know what's great about him, though?
What?
He left your team and went and won a Super Bowl. And honestly, here's Aaron Rodgers going, I'm going to pull a Tom Brady. And Aaron Rodgers is floundering so hard.
And he looks so sad with his hangdog eyes.
And because he's such a, you know,
he's polarizing.
So cocky that people are enjoying it as he just, he is, I think he's got maybe 3 wins on the season with the Jets. Yeah. Maybe. Just bombing hard.
That's too bad.
And Tommy didn't. He went right across the street.
And Tommy is like 5 or 6 years older than him, too. I think Aaron Rodgers maybe is 41 now. Mm. And Tommy's got to be 46 by now, right?
I think. Still handsome as heck, though.
Mm. Tom Brady lost a passing contest to a high school kid.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Did Tom throw with his left hand?
No. This is a Mr. Beast thing.
Oh.
Apparently, he challenges people to various things and will award, like, real money to whoever wins the contest. So the contest was set up by the YouTuber guy, Mr. Beast. They say he's the number one YouTube earner right now, right? Isn't he the guy who...
Yeah.
I don't know. He does all kinds of stuff. Yeah, I think Vinny was the one who was explaining Mr. Beast to me.
I've never been on... It might have been someone else that was explaining it, because I've never been on YouTube to see that guy, and when I finally saw him, I was like, this guy?
I know, he's so
goes by Mr. Beast, but apparently he started as a gamer, so he came up, built his site from gaming, and
he's all about like teaching people how to make money off the internet and setting up businesses and stuff like that.
Yeah, when I had my company, I had a kid that was in a YouTube, Jam Street Media. He was like my YouTube specialist, and he just absolutely swore by watching Mr. Beast videos. He's like, yeah, I know all this stuff because I watch this every day.
All the secrets of how to be big on the internet. So Tom Brady, he doesn't have it the way he did in his playing days, but Mr. Beast assumed, you know, he'll probably beat this kid who's a very accurate passer. And it was harder. They made it harder for Brady than it was for this kid. Because he's, you know, he's Tom Brady still. So it was set up like this. It's a Florida high school quarterback named Jake Bolanovich.
Okay, so he is a quarterback.
He's a high school
player.
Quarterback,
okay.
Yeah. Florida high school quarterback, Jake Bolanovich. Mr. Beast goes, I'll give you $100,000 if you can beat Brady by throwing passes at successively further away targets. The last one, 50 yards away, but you got to hit the target.
Rad.
Brady's targets were smaller, because he's Tom Brady, and Jake won. Jake managed to pull off the win.
I like it.
By the way, it might have helped that they brought out his teammates who were chanting stuff like, he's too old and overrated.
Well, I do think if you're Tom Brady, one thing, you've got like a rep as the greatest, the GOAT, right?
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, do you really want to beat the kid? Don't you want the kid to win?
You want him to get his $100,000.
I mean, you're actually a bigger jerk if you beat the kid, because great. You took the money from him.
I'll put the video up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I'm looking to see if I already did it. Because also on this video, it's not just the Tom Brady stuff. It includes other regular people facing off against star athletes like Cristiano Ronaldo, Bryce Harper. I don't know who that is. Fastest man
baseball
in the world. What is he?
Bryce Harper, baseball.
Okay.
Phillies.
And then fastest man in the world, Noah Lyles. So there's all these other challenges where you can win a bunch of money if you face off against these people. So it's all on one video, and I'll put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. What's coming up in the news?
NBC Bay Area's Scott Budman is next, everyone.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
That's such a good song. Woo! Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. Check us out live on our free Odyssey app. It is now time for the news.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank Foundation is adding extra sparkle to our Bay Area communities through its annual holiday grant giving. A part of Fremont Bank's long tradition of giving back, visit FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we now welcome in NBC Bay Area's star reporter and newsman, Scott Budman. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
Thanks. Hey, guys.
Hey, Scott.
Oh, listen to him all casual. Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
Oh, we've missed you.
Yeah.
I've missed you, too.
How are things?
Good to talk to you guys.
You having good holidays?
I had a very good holiday. It was good. Kept it kind of local. And our Massachusetts college kid came home.
I wondered, yes.
Yes. You know, and talked about, like Sarah, how much she loves that area. And so it's all good.
Do you think, even though she grew up in the Bay Area, do you think she's building a life for her? Like, where you go to school, often that's where you do internships. That's where you meet people. That's where you have job opportunities. Do you think she'll build a life there? Or you think she's, as soon as she's done, she's like, I'm done with winter?
It's hard to say because, yeah, I mean, she's got weather for the first time in her life. But, yeah, you know, it's been a couple years. She really likes science stuff. They do a ton of that out there in Massachusetts in that area. So I don't know. We'll see. But I'm super happy that she found a great place. And obviously, Sarah, thanks for the tips on all that stuff. And she really does like it out there. So
all
that's
right.
Cool.
Well, I'm glad to hear the success.
Yeah. New England. Super fun. Lobster rolls. Come on. Let's do this thing.
Bob Pizza, come on.
Fenway Park, yeah.
So, Scott, we begin with, and I just recently, I've watched actually as, you know, the Elon Musk craze came on, and even Sarah was like, I love this guy. Yep. He's going to get us off this planet. He's the smartest guy in the world.
Yes.
And I was sitting there going, okay.
Right. Brain chips and
I
the
like
drill,
where
drill
I live.
Boring company.
I'm staying on this planet, but Sarah's like, I'll be the first ticket. I'm ready to go. The backlash, though, to him having basically sold himself as the solar guy, as the e-car guy, and now it turns out he's a Republican, and he's part of Trump's new cabinet, I guess, of some appointment he took on. The backlash has been profound, and now we see Blue Sky getting pretty red hot. And you're someone who's been on X/Twitter for a long time.
Yeah.
So tell us how that looks and how that's going. The backlash is real, right?
It really is. And, you know, I was on Blue Sky in the early days. It was started by one of the Twitter founders, Jack Dorsey. And so I thought, let's check it out, you know, and it just sort of sat there for a while, like most other social networks that aren't, you know, YouTube or Instagram or Twitter. And now, I mean, you hit it on the head. It's Elon Musk. His buying of Twitter and the way that site moved politically has sent a lot of people over to other sites. And some are saying, I'm just going to hang out on Instagram or certainly TikTok. But a lot of journalists and a lot of people who are like, this site is just too right wing are now going to Blue Sky. And the question is, where does Blue Sky go from here? It's got about 22, 23 million users now, which is a drop in the bucket compared to Twitter or Instagram or TikTok. But it's, you know, it's interesting being over there now and all of a sudden seeing a little more pin action, a little more pickup, a little more discussion where it used to just be kind of a quiet place. And now it's the hot place. And it's just the question is, what do they do with it? Do people stay? As you guys know, and we've talked about, there are only so many hours in the day you can devote to social media and how many sites are you going to hang with. But Blue Sky is really the hot thing right now. And there is an energy there that feels much different than it did before.
Well, that's good, I guess, right?
But it's the same basic concept. People are posting, you're following who you want, you follow the content you're interested in. And it's because it looks like just a straight feed to me as I look at it.
Very much so. It's very similar to Twitter in that it's largely posts, as in, you know, Instagram is more photos, TikTok is largely videos. You know, for now, Blue Sky is very much like Twitter in that it's kind of updates, and maybe you'll see some photos and videos, but it's largely updates. It's a feed. You can do it chronologically. You can pick sort of a general number of people, or, hey, I just want to follow these people, and those are the people I'm going to hear from, much like Twitter. And so you can curate it, and I think people appreciate that. And they don't have Elon Musk there taking his, you know, just hundreds of millions of followers and amplifying content that they disagree with.
Right.
Are you on Blue Sky as in you report there first, or do you, because one of the things that I don't like about all the different platforms is if you find yourself going, I got a great idea, let me put it on 7 different apps.
Right.
Like, what is that? And then even people who like are following you start to go, man, this guy's pretty contrived. Like, you know, right, one idea ends up on 15 right. things. What are you reporting on to now? Are you doing Blue Sky first and foremost? You're doing X. I know you loved X.
Yeah, and it's still where I see the most followers, the most discussions. So that's usually where I go first. But now I'm starting to post on Blue Sky to see how that happens. I mean, I'll do four sites so that you don't have to. Like, that's my job. Right. And, if, you know, I'm starting to see where it's sort of playing out. Blue Sky is, you know, you're starting to get some numbers and you're starting to get some discussion. And occasionally people will come up and be like, hey, I saw something on Blue Sky that you posted and that looks interesting. But still the day-to-day is all about Twitter when it comes for news. So I'm going to stick with that for a while. I don't mind a site going in a certain direction. It doesn't change the news. It doesn't change how I post. We've got to be putting out the truth no matter what. So I'm going to stick with Twitter, with X, whatever you call it. But I am curious about the other guys and how they're starting to kind of catch on in terms of a place where people are finding their news and information.
Mm. We're talking to NBC Bay Area, award-winning reporter from NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman. And next on the list is the hot holiday gift appears to be, at least tech-wise, the Meta Ray-Ban glasses. And these things allow you to take pictures. Is that true?
Yeah, they allow you to take pictures. They allow you to make phone calls and listen to content from your phone. So think of it as like AirPods or maybe even a wearable. But
like the watch.
But also it lets you listen and make phone calls and even take pictures and videos. It has a little sort of circular lens in one of the lenses there. But it's the form factor here is, I think, why it's popular. Remember, we talked about the Vision Pro and those big Oculus things, the chunky things that I'm just not sure we're ready to wear on our heads as
ready to walk around with those. Right. These say that they look like Ray-Bans. But my question to you is, as a person who wears glasses 24/7, I need glasses. Like, can I have that
with your prescription?
With my prescription?
Yes. The short answer is yes. Wow. You can get these to have a prescription.
And the so low price like of $3,000, Sarah, you could add a prescription to your Meta Shades.
Oh, it will add something. But here's the other thing. Those big, bulky headsets are like $2,000, $3,000. The Ray-Ban Metas start at about $300.
Oh, that's
and
crazy.
So it's not only, and I've tried these, they feel like you're wearing sunglasses. That's it. I don't feel like I've got anything bulky. I don't feel like I'm taking the human race in a different direction. It's just, I'm wearing sunglasses and I can stream Spotify or I can, you know, listen to a podcast or make a phone call. I'm a little, you know, privacy is a big thing for me. And so I don't know that I'm going to be taking a whole lot of videos unless I first get permission, much like if I hold up my phone or, you know, certainly a big camera. But you can do that.
You might be alone in that, though. A lot of people, they don't care and they're going to just do whatever. You're a very outstanding young man.
Well, thank you. But yeah, remember when Google Glasses almost caught on?
Yes.
They look nerdy. And so you were really announcing yourself if you walked into a bar as, hey, I'm a geek and I've got these things. But also people didn't know if you were recording them. And that freaked a lot of people out. You know, if you're in a bar or a club, you want to have at least some semblance of maybe I'm not going to be on camera, on film right now. And those really didn't give it away enough. And I think that's going to be a big sort of etiquette situation now that we've got these things like these Meta Ray-Bans. Hey, I'm just wearing sunglasses, but I can take your photo or record you, and eventually that's going to lead to facial recognition and all these privacy concerns. And yeah, we're going to have to deal with that. We're definitely going to have to deal
with that. I remember the story, and I think, I could be wrong, I think it was in the Chronicle, like in our newspaper, about someone who went into a local bar with the Google Glasses on, and the reaction was, hey, I'm trying to have some drinks over here
with my girlfriend who's not my wife.
Right. So there's a good reason for people to be pissed about someone showing up with a sneaky, like at least with the phone, you've got to hold it up and show people you're recording them. I know I love the wearable watch. I'm an Apple guy, just if you're listening for the first time or whatever. And I love the Apple Watch. But if there's a downside, it's that I also have kids and want to take pictures of them. And so I have to bring my phone, even if I can do everything that I really want it for on the watch, I still need to take pictures of my kids. You can't do that with the watch, but if they can do it with the glasses, I can see a lot of people wanting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think it's going to catch on because of that. The convenience of not only, hey, I want to listen to music right now, and I've got glasses on, and I can do those two things at the same time. I just press a button on my phone. Or, like you say, the just convenience of being able to take pictures, and it's a double-edged sword. Yeah, there's a privacy concern, but... And your kids, Vinny, you know, my kids, when they got to be teenagers, we had to start getting their permission to take photos.
Yes.
But before that, it was really easy.
Oh, really,
yeah.
You don't get to just go, I made you.
Yeah. No.
I made you.
Those clothes you have on, they're mine. I have those.
We're talking to NBC Bay Area, Scott Budman. We're finally back together.
Oh, the band's
We've missed
back
you.
Together.
Yes, it's really nice to have you back, Scott. So also... on the list of things that you know about. He's a tech reporter. He reports on all the stuff, but a lot of tech. Bitcoin has now been rising.
Yeah.
And this is one of those things where I have a friend who's super into it. And he's absolutely like, they changed the guy who's at the bank, and now it's going to be more acceptable. And he just knows all the stuff. And the rising price of Bitcoin... Do we see this going backward again and then being another opportunity to buy, or are we just on the rise and it's going to shoot beyond any normal person's ability to buy in?
Yeah, I mean, Bitcoin isn't normal in that it doesn't have quarterly earning reports or a history of value. But what we do know is that it is very volatile. And so, yeah, it's probably going to go down. It's probably going to go down in a sudden sort of heart-stopping way. But that is because it's done that 100 times before, even in the last few years. Mm-hmm. This is just a very volatile, speculative thing. That said, people love it. It's likely to be regulated even less under a Trump administration. That's one of the reasons that all of a sudden it went from about $60,000 to a coin to today's price of $96,000 for a single coin. But it's one of those things that has value simply because people believe it has value. And therefore, it's really, really risky. And that's why I tell people, if you're going to buy Bitcoin or any cryptocurrency, you know, do it with the money that you have that you can lose. Because, you know, there are so many good companies to buy stock in. They'll go up and down, but at least they'll be around. And art is always going to be around. And real estate is always going to be around.
Yes.
Crypto, we just have no idea, because every once in a while... And we saw this with, you know, Sam Bankman-Fried and FTX. This was a very, very well-funded, well-capitalized Bitcoin exchange that just all of a sudden went under. Everything was lost. And unlike money in a bank, if you have money in a bank, it's backed by the federal government. If there's, let's say, a bank robbery or something,
right,
or a bad investment, you have money backed by the federal government. Bitcoin is not backed that way. So if it's stolen or lost or whatever, it's just gone and you have no recourse. So yes, it's done really well. It's clearly part of an asset that a lot of people want in their portfolio. I respect that. But also just respect the fact that this thing goes up and down by thousands of dollars a day. And that is not for the faint of heart.
Well, I know that I got caught up. You know, that I'm very emotional and I got caught up in the hype, and my friend was pumping it and everyone around us was saying, this is the thing, you got to get a little bit of this. And I got some, and then it went down and I went, oh no.
By a lot.
Well, by a lot. And then it's back up now to the point where I could sell and I'd actually be ahead if I sold. And so I said that to my wife, who wasn't around when I got all caught up and, you know, emotional and bought the stuff. And I didn't clear it. And, you know, that was sort of one of those things where I went, yeah, I guess I'm supposed to do that now. I'm a married man. I'm supposed to check with the missus. And I didn't. And we're back up. Should we sell? And she said, no, I think hold on to that. Yeah,
let
it seems
it
to
ride.
Be doing good. So it is one of those things where when you're down, you're like, this thing, what a dumb dummy head I am. So stupid. Now it's up. Like, well, let's see where it's going. And I have a friend who follows it, and he has said, never sell it. Give that to your kids in your will, and they'll have money, like, a you know, whatever,
right,
50
line,
years
right.
from now. It'll be ridiculous what it's worth. I don't know if that's true. You got any ideas?
Yeah, I mean, potentially it could be. It's one of the things that makes it valuable is that scarcity. There's only so much of it. They only mined a certain amount of it.
I don't understand that.
But right. But that is true of a whole lot of other coins that have a certain number, and people realize there's nothing behind it. And so a lot of these crypto coins just sort of go away and people lose their money and, you know, sort of lick their wounds and move on. Bitcoin has been different because it's got, I mean, without getting too far in the weeds, there are some trading mechanisms to make it more legitimate. People do like it. They hold it as an asset class, like someone might hold gold or art or stocks, certainly. And it's gotten that sort of legitimacy. It's just so volatile. Remember, this was originally around to be a currency. Unlike the dollar, this was to be a currency that you could use sort of for illegal dealings, ideally.
Yes, dark web.
Originally. That the government could not trace and the IRS could not trace. Now people pretty much know what you have. I mean, CNBC has a whole section like, here's the Bitcoin press of the day, just like it has the Dow Jones or gold or anything like that. It's really part of society. And that also makes it legitimate. I'm not going to downplay that. You just have to understand that these cryptocurrencies move quickly up and down. And so if you're emotional, if you're the type that checks every day,
Vinny,
I do that. Yep, that's me.
Not your thing.
Every day. I absolutely
but the people I know that really like it are in it for the long haul, like your friend, and they say they're going to pass this on. They're not using it as a quick turnaround investment. Like they might do a stock after a couple of years or something like that. And who knows? They have been rewarded. I mean, it is literally at all-time highs.
We're up right now. We are sure. Hey, Scott Budman, we are also out of time. There's never enough time for you,
but we
hope we'll be back with you
absolutely
in the future. So Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area, you see him on your TV and you hear him on Alice.
Follow him on Blue Sky, apparently. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skene strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.